the Just Be Gone studio. You're listening to The Phil Show on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to The Phil Show, the award-winning news and talk of East Tennessee. Thank you, Lord, for another great day. A little drizzle or a little something that's just annoying on your windshield, you'll have that and it'll smear and then you'll go, this is not fun. But do be in a good mood because it is Thursday, February 25th, tomorrow being Friday. A better day tomorrow, and then the weekend looks pretty good. Weekend looks good. For people like Landon, who never goes outside, it doesn't really matter to him.
No.
He's the elf lord. All he does is play video games in his mom's basement.
Bonus room. Thank you.
And then lives with her at 30 years old. But me, I look forward to going outside and doing things and all of that. It is a tremendous pleasure here on The Phil Show on News Talk 98.7 to have the lovely Robin Wilhoit of WBIR Television here, a veteran of, I guess, 20 years. I don't want to say.
You know, it will be 24 years in September.
24 years. So you were there. I mean, you were there. We'll do the name dropping game in a minute.
Oh, boy.
we'll play reminiscing with Robin here. And if you're from East Tennessee, you've known Robin. One of the things, too, I'm just going to guess here.
Okay.
Because you are instrumental in helping women, the whole buddy check 10 thing. And I'm just going to bring that up first because what a tremendous thing. And I think the awareness of it is awesome.
Well, Phil, number one, thank you for having me this morning.
Oh, and thank you for being here. Thank you. I love you, baby.
Well,
you know that.
I love you. We go way back.
Yeah.
You know, Buddy Check 10 is just part of who I am as a journalist.
Okay.
We've been doing it for almost 18 years now, and the total goal being just getting the message out there of doing those self-exams, because that's just one component in protecting yourself. There are many others, but it's just one area. And the stories that we've been able to tell, the women and men, it has been inspiring. And I think their stories are the ones that make the difference. I'm simply the messenger.
Right.
That's what I am. I tell the stories, but their stories make the difference.
Yeah, but you put a face to it. You said, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
And I think, and unfortunately, a lot of men's issues we still don't talk about and probably should.
And I think that is the biggest component to all of it is stepping outside your comfort zone sometimes to talk about something that may be uncomfortable, that may be hurtful. But once you start talking about it, it opens up the dialogue. And the dialogue is what leads to awareness.
Yeah, that's one of the things we've been trying to do with Eddie Check.
Yes.
And the provision for proton therapy and all that we were trying. And I stole that from you, the name, you know.
Well,
it was a blood drive.
That's a compliment. Thank you.
And I said, well, why don't you just call it Eddie Check? And I went, yeah, it's a good deal because we're checking. And that's why I stole it from you.
Well,
I didn't know
if you
knew that or not. 24,
well,
24 years.
Yes, sir.
Do you still love it?
I still love it. You know as well as I do that the industry has changed. The world of news has changed vastly. Truly within the last, 5-10 years, gosh, you can even say within the last couple of years, I still love, not to sound goofy here, the magic of telling stories and sharing information. I still love that at the core.
See, I think it is. I think it's about storytelling. Don Hewitt is 60 Minutes said, tell me a story. And certainly one person you've learned from, we'll talk about in a minute, Bill Williams, told great stories, still does. But the thing about, if you tell me a story, and that brings me in, it puts me in that story.
Exactly. And once again, then you share your message and that message goes forth. And in telling stories, it's paramount. And this is something getting back and we'll talk more about him, but that Bill taught me early on is that number one, you want to get it right. You want your facts right. You want it to be accurate and truthful and fair. So in telling your stories, there's things that you always want to include. But once again, I believe we all have a story, as the saying goes, but they're powerful. They're all powerful.
Well, I agree with you. Yeah, but getting it right, you don't want to be CNN and still be looking for a lost airplane. I mean, they still,
and that's the thing. I think one thing, and I'm going to tout my colleagues at
sure,
Channel 10.
That's fine. Yeah.
We want to get it right. Mm-hmm. That is always paramount, is to get the facts right. Are we perfect? No. Sometimes information that we get is not accurate, but we will always be transparent. We will always come forth and correct it. And if that is the case. So it's a responsibility. I mean, it is a responsibility.
And you know, Tom, too, right now, as a journalist, and if you're a Tennessee fan, some things can be tough because, you know, I already know people in this building who are in the sports and who are Tennessee fans. They're tired of talking about, these Title IX lawsuits. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden something goes well, and all of a, here's some negative, and you throw that in with an election year. And sometimes you can, as a journalist, you can get a little fatigued, and that Robin Wilhoit quick to smile. You have to understand. I don't know. You got to psych yourself up, I guess, sometimes.
You do, and I think you go into it once again with that mindset of this is my job.
Yeah.
My job is to share the facts, the information that is happening these days so rapidly, as you well know. It seems every hour there's a new element to a story, and in this day and time in which we just disseminate it so quickly, you know, you're constantly in the midst of an ever-changing story. But you still have to go back to, this is information that people need to know. And while it can, you know, wear on you, it's part of what we do. It's what we sign up to do.
Yeah, let's talk about you. This is what I want to do, too. I want folks to get to know you better. Tell me about your family.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, they're the best part of me. I've got a wonderful husband, Brent, and we've been married, 23 years now.
Yeah, because it wasn't. Well, I'll tell you the story about that.
The stories will start. And then I have two awesome kids, Catherine and Brandon.
Now, is your daughter with you on the promo that I've seen?
There have been, in years past, okay, there have been promos with the kiddos.
But there's a girl on there on one of those now that I saw not long ago. Girl looks like you. And I thought, I wonder if that's her daughter. I didn't know.
Well, wherever I go and she's with me, they're okay, like, well, you know whose daughter that is.
Yeah, so, I mean, she looks just like you. She's beautiful.
Well, thank you. She's a beautiful child on the inside and out. I appreciate that.
All right. Now, as you know, I mean, when I'm not working, there's things I like to do. I like to go play golf, or I'll work on a house, or I'll do something like that. When you're taking a weekend, what do you like to do?
What do I like to do? Okay.
What's your favorite thing to do? What's your perfect day?
I'm boring. I really am. There's nothing too exciting about me because I love all the homey stuff. I love cooking. That's one thing I would love to do more.
Are
so.
You're a foodie then?
I'm a foodie. Okay. I like food, and I want to master that art someday. We'll see where that goes. But I enjoy that. I enjoy being outside. I enjoy working in the yard. I'm not that good at it, but my husband's great. So as a team, we kind of.
So you got to get your hands dirty.
I do. And I'm just fascinated. Exactly. Like you were talking about the work that you guys are doing.
Oh, gosh.
I'm like an HGTV fanatic.
Yeah. And
Fixer Upper. Yeah. I love it.
Well, and I think there's that pride that comes with that.
Yeah.
We're like, I did that. My back hurts, but I did it.
Exactly. And it's just, you know, it's the gratification that comes from doing whatever that may be, whether it may be, you know, cooking something or putting a picture on the wall.
What's your favorite thing to cook? And here again, you're doing a six, and then you're doing, of course, I guess it's changed, too, as the kids grow up.
Oh, yeah.
There was a time you had to, there was a time you had to go home and you know, because family time is probably tough for somebody.
It is. You know, I'm working a total opposite schedule than my husband and certainly my kids being mm-hmm. in school and everything. My crock pot is, I still call it crock pot. My slow cooker is my best friend.
I still call the James White Parkway the business loop, so it's all right. Robin Willard is our guest on our Legend Series on The Phil Show on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
He's only on News Talk 98.7, Phil Williams.
A morning radio show in Zimbabwe. In Zimbabwe, went off the air for about an hour last Wednesday. Baboons got into their transmission tower and chewed through a bunch of cables. Boy, don't you hate it.
The Phil Show, only on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Tim Berry's going, I hate that.
Dang baboon.
I know, right? fun. I really believe it. Ben Carson said we should give terrorists truth serum. I believe we should give all the candidates truth serum before they do that last debate tonight. Where is it in wherever? Anyway, good morning. The Phil Show is on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Good to have you. It's kind of, it's mostly crappy with a chance of ick later. 37 heading to around 44. Robin Wilhoit of WBR Television is our guest. She has been with him for about 24 years, although she looks in her 20s. She looks incredible. What do you weigh, 8 pounds? You can't, I mean, what do you got? And then, you know, here again, no other person would ask a television anchor what they weigh. But, I mean, you've always been very tiny, very petite, very pretty. But you don't weigh anything. Yet you're a foodie and you talk about, I like this great food. What do you do with it?
Well, I love to eat and I do eat, but I'm working on moderation. And that's, you know, moderation is tough, but I'm trying not to eat as much bread.
I know, right? Yeah, thank you, Oprah. But you say that, and you can't make $20 million. I don't know. Maybe you can. Did you hear that? You know, she bought Weight Watchers, and she tweeted one day. This was what, 2 or 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I just lost 20 pounds and still ate bread.
Really?
And all of a sudden, people they signed up for Weight Watchers. With one tweet, she made like $20 million.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Okay.
We're taking
and
her
she's
off.
Eating bread.
Yes. Yeah. It's some sort of, I don't know.
Okay. I'm gonna.
It
have
may be
to
that Ezekiel bread or whatever.
Googling there.
My what's her name makes this. Oh gosh, rosemary bread. She makes a sourdough bread, and you have to keep making it because evidently it's alive.
It is. You've got a little something going on that
starter.
You exactly,
that's what it is,
and
starter.
That goes on to the other and to the other loaf and to the other loaf.
Yeah,
yeah.
And in all,
it's
in
a
all,
process.
Yeah, and our neighbors, like, we've got them all hooked on it now. It's kind of like we're the neighborhood bread crack house, right?
You're those neighbors.
She is. I can't take any. I can't take any credit for that. Robin, we've seen her. You've reported on good things and bad things. Is there a most memorable story where you just kind of went wall to wall and said, I feel everybody dependent on me right now. I got to get this right. Or is there that one story or one or two?
You know, I always find that to be just such a difficult question because mm-hmm. there are so many. And certainly in breaking situations,
right.
you do feel a weight, if you will, of getting that information out there accurately.
Mm-hmm.
But I know just in the recent past, there have been, of course, weather situations.
Sure.
That is always yeah. one of those situations in which you want to be there because, you know, certainly... depending upon the weather, lives yeah. are dependent on it.
Oh,
and, of
yeah.
course, that's where Todd Howe, we've got our guy doing his thing.
And your HUT numbers go way up and all of that. So.
It's, you know, and people know. They need to be aware of what's going on, especially if they're in the line of the storm.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that would be one example. But as far as stories that are impactful, you know, to me, it's the story of the person every day out there doing something significant. It's not always those big breaking stories that are lasting in my mind. It's the where the heart is involved, no
okay.
pun intended. But, you know,
yeah,
one that comes
yeah.
to mind, and I love stories that are able to come full circle. And just one that I did recently that it really was like, okay, it's come full circle, was the Freedom Engine.
Yes.
You know, after 9/11, what this community did with
yes.
$2 here, $1 here, and to be able to raise $1 million to buy a fire truck for New York, we followed the whole process, went up there once it was included into the fire yeah. department, followed it along the way, and just last month, we're able to see, I guess, the final chapter of the Freedom Engine because
it's back home.
It's back home.
Wow. And that's just... Yeah, that is full circle.
It is.
All right, now I'm going to start dropping names.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And this could go on for a while. By the way, Robin will take some calls, she said.
Definitely.
656-8255. We've already got a couple lined up. Tim, we'll get you in a minute. And the other one, anyway. I'll tell my story first.
Okay.
All right. First of all, Steve Dean.
Oh.
One of the most talented people that maybe if you're listening to News Talk 98.7 WOK right now, you've never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Dean, instrumental in the Heartland series. Steve Dean, a tremendous historian, just a great cinematographer, videographer, all of that. Truly creative. And so I'm working with him, and I was the voice. I did the voice stuff at Channel 10. And, you know, I would screw some stuff up, and we would laugh about it, you know. And I'd never heard of Magnum P.I. I did Magnum P1 tonight at night. He goes, no, it's P.I. And I went, what's that? He goes, a private event. Oh, okay. So anyway, and we had a lot of fun. And then I'd go over there and have sheets of stuff. And it's when you got married.
Oh, boy.
You got married. It's like Robin Sells to join Robin's. And or I would be doing something. You know, Robin Sells investigates, you know, why Smoky Mountain Market hot dogs taste so good or whatever.
Yes.
And it's like, all right, you got to recut this. All right, Robin Sells Will Hoyt. All right, you got to recut this. So here's just Robin Will Hoyt. So there for a while, he would just as a joke, he'd make me do three or four, five of them.
Of course, because I didn't know who I was. I was a little mixed up.
But you and I get that. You
yeah.
know, I get that.
You know, it was, yes, I remember that well. I was Robin Sells and had not been in the market that long when I got married. I thought, well, I'm just going to go ahead and
change
my name. You know,
it's, maybe.
Exactly. Let's just go ahead and do it. Well, it created a little bit of, well, who's this Robin Will Hoyt? So at that point, our my news director said, let's go ahead and hyphenate. Well, that lasted maybe a week or two. That
exactly,
was just long.
Yeah. Well,
you know?
It caused me a nightmare. Not me.
So I am what I am now, and Robin Will Hoyt will stick.
Okay, well, I guess it has.
For a while.
Although these many years. I don't know how much time we have here. Well, let's just grab a couple of calls. Let's go to Mike first. On the Phil Show, News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Mike, you're on with the lovely Robin Will Hoyt. Hello, Mike.
You know what? I've always wanted to meet you, Robin, and all I get to do is see you on TV.
Well, I would love to meet you. Come by the station and say hi sometime.
Come by during a newscast.
Oh, that'd be great. But,
well, hey, I appreciate it, and thank you for tuning in. It means the world.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
I just wanted to tell you that you're professional, and we can just feel the love. And I just wanted to thank you and feel you. Your Tina Turner earlier sounded like Catherine.
Okay, thank you very much. I tried to do my Tina Turner imitation earlier. She was on a trivia question. Remember to take us off Bluetooth or turn your radio down when you call. Yeah, Robin's over here. She's backing away from my. She's thinking she's being bad. It was kind of funny watching her. She looked like she's doing a touchdown dance.
I'm not sure what's being said.
Yes, that's right. But no, he said he was stalking you, and he would be at your home later this evening. All right.
Okay.
Good to have you on the Phil Show. We're coming back with Robin Will Hoyt. We're gonna name drop when we come back. To the body, one straight from the heart. Oh, straight to the heart. I'm sorry. I was misquoting Mick Jagger there. Forgive me, Mick. Kind of a gloomy day. It's gray, 37 degrees. It's 8:37. Heading to 44. Weekend looks decent, though, so we're hanging out for that. And just thanking the Lord that we got it going on. Thank you for being here on the Phil Show. Thanks again, too, to the lovely Robin Will Hoyt of WBR for being here. All right, it's time now. It's our local legend series. Time now for name dropping.
Okay.
So it's going to drop a name. Let's just go start Bob Kessling.
Okay. Bob Kessling, just larger than life. If I'm thinking Bob, I'm thinking, you know, the voice.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, you know, fun. Working with him was fun.
Well, you got 24 years there. You saw this nucleus. All right, let me back up. Carl Williams.
Be good to yourself.
Yeah.
You know, Carl was there when I first came to Channel 10, and he, to me, was the calming force. He was the strong.
Who's the granddad?
Exactly. That's a perfect way to
Bill
describe
Bill was the
him.
Dad, yeah.
Exactly. They watched over the children, made sure we were going in the right direction. But just this calm, in control presence, and still to this day we see him still at the station. He will come every Christmas.
Amazing. Ken Schwall.
How do you describe Ken Schwall other than I want to throw crazy out there, but in a good way. Just looking for the positive.
His observations on life, and of course you know him better than me, but that's what I get from him.
To have a conversation with Ken is is a unique experience, and but thought provoking too. We would, years ago, when our schedules would allow, Ken and I would go to lunch and we would just debate issues. So as fun as he is, and as vivacious and quirky as he is, yeah, he is very deep too, and just, we had some awesome discussions.
Gene Patterson.
Gino's the guy.
This is easy.
Gino, probably one of the easiest guys to work with. Mm. We had a ball on the morning shows. We did mornings from 96 to 98, and it just fun. We the conversations that we would have on air, I will never, ever, ever forget. Gene would take that first portion of the show and vent. And he would vent about when he went to the movie theater and people were behind him talking. He didn't like that. He would share the fact that he put, he was planting tomatoes and put the tomato cage upside down. Had no idea until Neil Denton, I think, informed him.
That's a great guy. Right
there. Neil, he's Denton, another one of the names you can drop. I mean, he's been a long time part of Channel 10. So, you know, all these memories come back when you start sharing these names, and they're all great memories.
You know, the first day, the first night you anchored with Bill?
Okay. I'll always remember this. I had just come back from maternity leave, with my first child.
That's right.
And that, was to be my entree, if you will, with Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about nervous. To sit next to Bill Williams was, nerve-wracking in and of itself, much less, you know, doing the job.
The lights come on. This is the big show. You called it the big leagues now.
You better.
And you're sitting next to Babe Ruth.
Exactly. That's exactly. I mean, you couldn't explain it any better than that. But Bill is a teacher. He's a mentor. He's a friend. He is all of this rolled up into one, and would guide and would just encourage too, and for being a kid, if you will, at that point, he truly is my mentor.
Did he try to make you feel at ease? I bet he did.
Absolutely, and not just that, you know, early on, but throughout our time together, it was just, once again, much similar to Carl, this calming and control force.
But what I noticed was he treated you as an equal from day one.
It was a team. It was always a team where I wanted to defer to him. He's
right.
Bill and has this incredible depth and experience, but we were always a team, and I will always appreciate that.
Oh, you love him, and he's doing pretty good now, I think.
He's doing great. I'm going to go see him Friday.
All right. I'm excited. Okay. So please tell him I love him, and ain't nothing new about it.
I'll give him a hug.
All right, let's get a couple of calls here. Robin Wilhoit, and I've got other things I've got to ask about, too. Tim is on the Phil Show. Tim, thanks for holding. I apologize for the wait.
No, I understand. You got to do business.
Mm.
Hi, Tim.
Well, I just wanted to tell Robin, you were talking about how stories come full circle there. I mean, you all reported for, I guess, about a year or so on the death of my son, Kyle, and the Trooper Van Morgan scandal. And and I just, you know, I think the media a lot of times just gets a bad rap for, you know, misreporting and stuff. And I can just say firsthand that everything that 10 reported on, and I'm giving shout outs to Mary Scott and Steve Butera on that. Mm-hmm. I mean, but, and 8 and 6 too. I mean, everything that the local media reported on was accurate and fair. And even Channel 10, you know, was able to tell the end of that story, which is the Trooper Lowell Russell piece of it. So I don't know if you remember my story or not.
Yes, I do. I definitely do. Number one, certainly, you know, our hearts continue to go out to you. Excuse me. But I appreciate that. Once again, that's part of our responsibility, is you do have to share the stories, but it's on us to continue that story until there's some sort of resolution, until there's some end. And it's paramount for us to do that. So I appreciate you recognizing that and sharing that. And I will definitely let Mary Scott and Steve know your thoughts, because that will mean the world to them. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
You know, though, and unfortunately, there are stories that the closure is not what you want to report
Absolutely.
On. Or continuing litigation, so there is no closure, yet you are forced to report on it, even though your heart may be breaking.
Exactly. And I'm often asked, people say, you know, how can you tell this story and not show your emotion? And I'm like, you know, that's not my job. People don't need to know how I feel, what I think. That's not my job. My job is to get the information out there so they can decide their thoughts, formulate their opinions. I try to keep that in the forefront. It doesn't matter what I think.
Mm-hmm.
It matters what they think in the end.
Well, and I'll just pay your compliment. But I think people, or you wouldn't have been in this market and been disrespected for so long if your warmth and love did not come through, and the things you did stand for, if that didn't come through what we call it, the speakers, that comes through the television.
Well, I think it boils down to, in the end, we have to respect each other.
Mm-hmm.
We do have to embrace each other and each other's plights or situations in life. And if you've got that respect, I think it boils down to respect for the individual. Hopefully they sense it, they feel it, and hopefully it comes through.
Yeah. And, my gosh, anchors in other markets, like we had this guy in Kentucky, he was a meteorologist at a grow house. And we've heard, about, I call him Al Toker. I thought that'd be a great, he liked it. And Landon thought it was awful. I think if you're a meteorologist in Kentucky and you get caught with a marijuana grow house, you should change your name to Al Toker. No, give me something better in there, Elf Lord.
Hey, my name's not on the show, man.
He's only on News Talk 98.7, Phil Williams.
We're out of control phone addicts, ladies and gentlemen. So how do you curb your addiction? New survey found 14% of people now actually hide their phone because it's the only way they'll stop checking it. Another 44% shut down their phones to break the cycle of constantly looking at them. And evidently, it's really necessary. Oh, hang on, I just got a text.
I was going to say.
The Phil Show, only on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. From the Chunk Beacon Studio. You're listening to The Phil Show on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
All right. Good morning. The Phil Show's on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. 9 minutes to 9:851. If you're looking outside tonight in Houston, the Republican debate, Robin Wilhoit will be there arm wrestling Donald Trump.
And then I'll rush back for the 11 o'clock
news
tonight.
You can do this.
Right?
I'm sure you could make it. It's like, hey, use my Gulfstream. It's not a problem. Robin Wilhoit, 24-year veteran, WBIR, joins us. She's a dumpling. I love her. And ain't nothing she can do about it. And she is known for great reporting, and you've gotten to work with a lot of great people. And we've talked about a lot of them. One name I didn't drop was Ted Hall.
Oh, Teddy, my
Theodore.
You talk about going way back.
Yes.
When I first moved to Knoxville, you guys were doing your thing.
Yeah, in the morning. Yeah,
in the mornings, exactly. Ted is a good friend. I mean, we had a great working relationship, fun. And I think he taught me a lot of things about, just be comfortable, just kind of go with what the flow of what's going on. Cause I, tend to be a little more buttoned up, and he really kind of said, go with what's happening. So, so glad he's back.
Yeah.
So glad he's
and
back.
I'm sure he's one of those guys that would like to be a little bit less buttoned up. There's certain things, certain lines you got to walk.
Certainly.
No question about that. All right. Let me just grab one more phone call here. And this is Bill on News Talk 98.7 on with Robin Wilhoit. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Phil. How are you this morning?
Sir, I'm excellent. I'm too blessed to be depressed.
Me too.
Good.
I just want to say a little bit to Ms. Robin, and then I've got a little short joke for you.
All right.
All right. Good morning.
Robin, I fell in love with your eyes a long time ago.
Thank you, sir.
You got the most beautiful eyes. She's a beautiful woman.
She's got real pretty teeth too.
You guys are just too much.
Pretty is all it is. I'm old up your daddy, but that's okay.
Well, you have made my day, sir. I can't thank you enough. These old eyes, thank goodness for contacts. That's
reading glasses for you.
Exactly. We have gone to that side for sure. Well, thank you so very much.
All right, and Bill.
Yes, sir.
I want to tell you a little short joke. This fellow was talking to his young son. And his son said, "Daddy, when I grow up, will I be like you?" He said, "Yes, son, I suppose you will." He said, "I won't have to grow up for a long time, will I?"
But I'm fine.
You have a blessed day.
You
brother.
Too, man. And I've said it, man. I love that. Being an adult, highly overrated.
Completely. I keep telling my kids, just fight it as much as you can.
All right, speaking of fighting, what about the rumors we hear about your plans to become a cage fighter in the MMA?
It's all true. We did training underway.
Last night I was going through websites, doing stuff.
Right.
And I found that these people were outraged. They do this in Las Vegas, evidently. It is lingerie... what is it? Lingerie?
Lingerie MMA.
MMA or whatever, but it's lingerie. They, you know, what could possibly go wrong?
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Right?
So I thought, you know, rather, and I keep, you know, you come to work and this is crazy and the Kardashian did this or Kanye West said I'm the greatest. And so rather than, I'm going to embrace it, I think we could do the lesbian bass fishing tour. I'm not lesbian, but lingerie bass fishing tour.
Boy, let me just take a lot.
Yeah, I know. Let me take that back.
Boy.
Lingerie, forgive me. Lingerie bass fishing tour. Oh, but boy. It doesn't matter what sex you are, you can participate.
We're all inclusive.
That's right. The lingerie bass fishing tour. So, I mean, that way a Bass Pro and a Victoria's Secret would then have something in common. I bet my face is red right now.
Yeah.
And then it'll, you know, they'll have an hour on television where they'll do, you know, kind of like they do the runway show. They'll do the
fishing. Just thinking it could be great, and I think people would dig it. Robin Wilhoit, thank you so very much for joining us today on the Phil Show.
You're an awesome guy. I just appreciate you so much.
One of these days, and it probably won't be long, I'll come over while you're doing the six, because now, you know, I'll do that, and I'll just bring you guys a pizza on the air.
And I will gladly eat the pizza, trust me, because I can.
Well, you can wait, and if you're trying to stay away from bread, you can pull the toppings off of that.
Eat the pepperoni and the cheese.
Yeah, so what is your day like the rest of the day? What do you normally do?
You know, my day, typically, as far as work goes, begins at 2:30. I'm into the station, 2:30 to 11:30. I do make it home for dinner most nights, unless there's, of course, big news going. But, you know, my... first portion of the day, it may be just being at home, getting dinner ready in the morning, or it may be meetings. I'm involved in a lot of wonderful groups and certainly want to contribute to them as much as I can. So it's just a hodgepodge. Every day is different, and I love that.
I know, I do too. All right. Well, we love you, and thank you so much for being here. What can I tell you? Tell our friend Bill hello and that I love him.